free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. This is an example of the cartoon world in which we live. As one listener responded yesterday, I said, let's come up with some ideas of what we can do with this. I get a lot of comments, basically, and I'll go over some of those today as well. But one person said, face masks are like children's security blankets or blankies. Many people get a false sense of security and comfort from these. Think about the Peanuts character, Linus, and his blanket. Exactly. Exactly. And you know, when I looked at this headline yesterday, as it came out yesterday evening, FDA agency slows down the vaccine warp speed. Yeah, they take it from warp speed to crawling speed, evidently, because it's all part of the political game. See, President Trump's been playing Charlie Brown to the swamp. And they basically told him, don't stop our lockdown or we'll destroy you. You play with us and we can all play ball together. See, look, I've got the football right here. You just play ball. Let us, let Fauci and big pharmaceutical people run with their vaccines. You give them $10 billion and we'll get you going by the election, right? And then they just pull the football away from him right now because he put all his hopes on it. Problem is, it's still a thing. It's still a thing. And they're still going to push this out, especially if they've got Biden in there. He's anxious to do it. I'm not so certain that Trump won't force you to get a vaccine either. I'm not so certain that we aren't the Charlie Brown. The Trump supporters aren't the Charlie Browns. And President Trump has been playing the part of Lucy. You know, we look at this, it's cartoons everywhere. And we have even Disney World now saying, all right, Newsom, it's time. Let us open up. Because Disney World has been opened up, I think, with masks and all that other kind of nonsense. They've been opened up to a degree in Disney World in Florida. You know, they've got literal stormtroopers going around and harassing people over the novel superstitions that have been put in place. But not in California. He's had them locked down. They said, all right, it's time for us to open up and to stop these Mickey Mouse rules. Will it happen? We're going to take a look today. We've got more news about what has happened to our economy. The rich getting richer, the corrupt getting corrupter, stealing all the money. And, of course, at the center of this is one group that we really haven't talked about. I've talked a lot about Wall Street, talked a lot about the technocrats and so forth. But tightly tied to the technocrats and to Wall Street, of course, is the military-industrial complex. And a lot of people were not very happy when I attacked Mattis when he was on Trump's team. I didn't think Mattis should have been put on Trump's team. He is a forever war guy. He was eventually removed. And now he is a Trump critic. What a surprise. One of these guys who was stabbing him in the back. Well, you know, I criticized Mattis because of the corruption involving the $10 billion Jedi project. And we'll revive that today and tell you where all of that broke down. And maybe you'll be a little bit more receptive to it today now that Mattis is an enemy of Trump. The corruption remains the same. It's just the players move around. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, September 23rd, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, and it is day 191, 191 days of America held hostage. And I guess we will make it to 131 days, because it's 40 days after the election. And I don't see any change coming from either party. Why would they? Because, you know, the people who run the government, the Pentagon, DARPA, the intelligence agencies, geospatial intelligence, so forth. These people behind the surveillance state, behind the forever wars, oh, they're making out like bandits too. Just like Wall Street, just like Silicon Valley. You know, the Pentagon, where they had embezzled about $6 trillion and there were massive investigations. And then for some reason, I don't know how they managed to find these guys, these pilots out of Afghanistan. It's no wonder we haven't defeated them. I mean, these guys are like Supermen. You know, not only did they learn how to fly these planes while they're in caves, and they could fly them faster at that altitude than any pilots who've ever really flown these planes said they could be flown. I mean, we had a lot of pilots for 9/11 Truth, and they said, you can't fly one of those planes at that altitude at that speed. We know, because we've done it for years. I'm a flight instructor. You can't do that. But nobody listened to them. You had architects and engineers who continue to do research saying these planes collapsed in their own footprint. You had three buildings collapse in their own footprint shortly after two of them, only two of them, were hit by a plane. The other one also collapsed shortly after the BBC. Talked about how it had collapsed with the the building over their shoulder. And as funny as that is, you know, I look at, we don't watch movies anymore. We watch bloopers. We watch cat videos on YouTube or something, you know, 5 minutes of that before we go to bed. when you look at the bloopers, nobody does it like the BBC. They have these automated cameras. And they'll just start taking off on a path. You should look it up on YouTube sometimes. The news bloopers. Nobody does it like the BBC. And if you look at the kind of bloopers that they come up with, it's absolutely no surprise to me anymore that they would get that all screwed up and announce it before they were supposed to announce it. But, you know, when we look at the Pentagon, that was one of the key things. Those pilots who could not only fly lower and faster than anybody ever has been able to do with those planes. I mean, put that in the Guinness Book of Records. It's validated, right? We know that's true because the government told us so. You could put it in the Guinness Book of Records. Nobody ever in history has flown this particular plane at this speed, at this altitude. And not only that, but they were able to identify the very office at the Pentagon where they were investigating $6 trillion that were missing. How about that? And they were able to take it out and leave no trace of a plane and a tiny hole. It's almost like they shot it with a cruise missile or something. And that investigation ended. And I'll just, as we look at this now, we've got the Pentagon redirected pandemic funds to defense contractors. Who would have thought that would happen? They redirected most of the $1 billion in pandemic funding to defense contractors who exchanged the money for fill in the blank. And they said this was a change from what Congress had intended. Now, how could that be? How could Congress intend for something to happen? How could, even when they put in the massive stimulus pork bill, the CARES Act, even when they explicitly exclude Planned Parenthood, somehow Planned Parenthood got $80 million anyway. And guess what? They're going to keep it. Nobody's going to take it. No, Republicans aren't going to take it back from them. They'll hold some press conferences and they'll tell people, isn't this horrible? You should vote for us instead of the Democrats. We said, don't give that $80 million to the, to Planned Parenthood as part of the stimulus act. And they did it. Can you imagine how horrible is that? And of course, we're not going to do anything about it. Just like A.G. Barr is not going to do anything about the anarcho fascists, the anarcho communists and the organizations that are running them, international and interstate. He's not going to do anything about that. No, he might use that as a false flag in order to establish more of a police state and more central control of law enforcement that they don't have any authority under the Constitution for. But they're not going to stop it. They're actually going to do an investigation. No, he'll tweet about it. He'll talk about it. He'll pat himself on the back for noticing that it's a problem, but he won't do anything about the problem. And so, as they point out, U.S. health officials are still requesting funding. They need another $6 billion for states to help to put the vaccines out. As I mentioned, I've got people sending me plans, telling me I'm working on, we've got these little buildings that, what was it? It was like 12 by 60 feet or something like that. They don't care about the building code, nothing except electrical. It's just a shell. They don't care about anything else we do. We just got to get them out there fast. And they're paying $50,000 a piece for them. And it's the states. And they're expecting this money to come from this. And now we can't do that because it's gone into a Pentagon slush fund. Who would have thought that would happen? And then they need more N95 masks, of course, because the masks are going to save us, right? Pentagon has also requested another $11 billion be provided in potential new stimulus bill being debated by Congress. And not only did they send this out to their friends, but their friends double dipped. So they got 30 contractors who got $1 billion. That works out to be on average $33 million apiece. And about 10 of those double dipped. They got money from the Paycheck Protection Program. And the Department of Defense is absolutely unapologetic. There is no conflict or duplication here whatsoever. That's absolutely fine. Because, you know, when we look at double dipping and pensions and so forth, you know, these people retire on a big pension, and then they go to sit on the boards of these defense contractors that they've just channeled money to. Because they shut down the economy, and these people would go out of business. They're essential. You're not. You know, you just poured your entire life and life's work and savings into a small business and the government kneeled on your neck until you're out of business. Over 60% of small businesses of all types are now out of business. Now out of it. But they're doing fine with the military industrial complex. These people take care of themselves, don't they? And a good example of this is the military establishment, the Mises Institute. I've had this for a couple of days. I got it over the weekend. Military generals are just another group of self-interested technocrats. The U.S. military establishment has lost every military endeavor since 1945, since World War II. They're fiscally inept at a level that can only be described as criminal indifference. That's right. And they give an example. They say when George Marshall oversaw the deployment of 8.3 million GIs across four continents during World War II. This is World War II, the last one. He only had the assistance of three other four-star generals. And when he retired, he refused to sit on any corporate boards. He passed on any book deals. He didn't want to give the impression that he had profited from his military record. But compare that today. Four-star generals, 8 million GIs. Today, we have 1.3 million GIs, and we've got 41 generals. So we got 4 times the number of generals, and 10 times the number of generals and 1/8 the number of troops. So they have 80 times the overhead that they did before. It's kind of top-heavy, isn't it? Isn't it bloated? Maybe this is the reason why we don't win wars, because they're being fought with corrupt bureaucrats like Mattis. And in the mid-90s, 50% of the 3- and 4-star generals went on to work as consultants or executives in the arms industry. By 2006, that number swelled to over 80% of them. And the best example is General Mattis. And we'll talk about the mad dog when we come back. Yeah, this guy is no Smedley Butler. Not at all. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Real power comes from the grassroots, and real power comes from experience. And I've been in the fight more than 26 years against the globalist. So it's important for listeners and viewers to understand, when you support InfoWars to keep us on the air, you're not supporting a news outlet that has sources and so we're able to always tell you what's coming when others can't. It's because we are studying the enemy and doing the original analysis that gets picked up by Trump, intelligence agencies, and major corporations that are part of the resistance, that are part of the resistance to the overarching globalist system. So I have to tell you how the hierarchy works. In many cases, InfoWars is at the head. We're not the tail. That means you're at the head. And that's why your support of us is so critical. Biden and his constellation of criminals have told us and many others that if they get elected, they're not just going to shut down InfoWars. They're going to shut you down with a long depression, forced inoculations, and more. So now more than ever, keep InfoWars on the air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech can do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com. This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me, because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The time is all we lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine.
Yeah, but they're not just running our lives, they're running our country, the military-industrial complex. And they say all is fair in love and war. And it's fair for them to engage in this kind of lavish corruption. As I pointed out before, Mises says, you know, fought World War II, the last war that we won, had 8.3 million GIs and four-star generals. Now we got 41 four-star generals and only 1.3 million people in uniform, losing wars. And in contrast to what General Marshall did, he refused to sit on any corporate boards. He said, I've not spent my life serving the government in order to sell my life story to the Saturday Evening Post. He wouldn't even do interviews for money, now, like Robert E. Lee. As a matter of fact, everybody wanted Robert E. Lee's merchandise rights. He wouldn't do it. Grant, on the other hand, he couldn't sign enough book deals and sponsorships and so forth, and one of the most corrupt administrations ever. But getting back to the current time here, General Mad Dog Mattis, a good example of the people who, you know, we have 50% of 3- and 4-star generals went on to work as consultants and get on the boards of these military industrial complex companies in the 90s. And then by the mid 2000s, it went up to over 80%. But General Mattis is a special case. As I point out here, between his forced retirement from the Marine Corps and his appointment as the Secretary of Defense, he joined the board of General Dynamics, where he was paid over $1 million in salary and benefits. And then after he returned to public life, he spent 2 years cajoling President Trump into keeping the U.S. military engaged in places as far away and as useless as Afghanistan, Syria, and Africa. And after he left in December of 2018, he went back to the board of directors of General Dynamics. Now, what they left out in the Mises article here is something that I've covered before on this program. And I had a lot of people who didn't like the fact that I'm criticizing Mattis. I mean, here this guy, he's got a uniform. He's obviously a hero, right? Well, no. He's on the Trump administration. He's obviously a good guy. And at the time I was criticizing him, you know, he was still apparently on the Trump team. President Trump was saying great things about him. Now he's saying bad things about President Trump. And so I guess you won't be upset if I say the same story that I said when it was politically incorrect with the conservatives and the MAGA crowd. Mattis and the woman who worked for him were shepherding through a corrupt deal called the JEDI Project, the Joint Database. I forget exactly what the acronym was. But, you know, hey, JEDI. So it was going to be basically a big database. And it is going to be a big database. And it's a big price tag, too, because, you know, nothing that the Pentagon ever does comes with a small price tag. So if you're going to create a database and you're going to put all the branches of the military into it, oh, we're talking about big money here. And so he was overseeing that and shepherding that through. And as many people were reporting on it at the time, they said, you know, this looks like this contract was written for Jeff Bezos. And Jeff Bezos and had already gotten the contract for the CIA's database. And so, you know, that was a connection that he had there. But, you know, there's other people who have deep connections to the intelligence agencies, Pentagon, military-industrial complex, you know, people like Microsoft. So they had some competition. But the inside track seemed to be going to Bezos Group, especially since Mattis and his secretary had made several trips to the Amazon headquarters in Seattle, especially the lady who's working. I forget what her name is. It's been a couple of years since I reported on this now. More than a couple of years, because he's been gone for 2 years almost. So it's been about 3 years. I'm just going on memory here, but I remember it. I don't remember her name. And so everybody was saying, well, this looks like a real corrupt deal. And there were people, you know, Democrats out there who were saying, you know, we ought to investigate this kind of corruption. And I agreed with that. I thought it was corruption. But, you know, let's not we don't want to have any investigations of anybody in the Trump administration, right? Because they can do no evil. And so what happened was, evidently, you know, President Trump doesn't like Bezos. And I agree with him. I don't like Bezos either. And I don't like this big bloated military contract either. But it was awarded. And it was awarded to Microsoft. And you still have Amazon fighting to try to overturn that. And you still have the Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos. Remember, he bought the Washington Post for this very reason. I mean, we're talking about a $10 billion contract here for Jedi. And I've said many times, the reason that Bezos bought the Washington Post, think about it, $250 million for the struggling Washington Post. It is chump change. And about 5 years ago, I worked out, or whenever it was he bought it, I worked out based on how much money Bezos was making at the time with his stock trades, what that was equivalent to. And it worked out to about 3.5 days of what he was making at the time. And he's making more money than that now. A lot more money with the lockdowns. Oh, yeah, they're doing great. They are doing great. You don't even have to worry about the Jedi contract anymore. This lockdown has been solid gold for Amazon. Everybody's shopping from home now. And all his competition being shut down. As a matter of fact, you know, they're opening up 1,000 warehouses across the country. Amazon is. They got a lot of unused brick and mortar everywhere. And so, yeah, you don't want to go to a store and actually physically buy anything. Because it'd be dirty. You could catch diseases and die, right? So you want to buy everything online. And they will get rid of all of the, you know, shopping malls and so forth and turn them into giant Amazon warehouses where they put robots instead of people to work. But nevertheless, I digress. They're still fighting this. And the reason that Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post was that he could apply political pressure to politicians who don't give him contracts. 250 million, 3 days worth. I mean, would you look at what the typical family that makes $50,000 makes, you know, so it's what you'd spend on groceries in a week or something, right? 3 days, 3.5 days or something. And that's it. So, you know, instead of buying groceries for the week, he bought the Washington Post. And we see that this pandemic, they keep talking about it, but nobody does anything about it. So the AP's got another news about soaring wealth inequality during the pandemic. Household wealth rebounded because of the stock market, except most households don't have any stock in the stock market. Most households are seeing their net worth going down. Tens of millions of people, job losses, shrunken incomes. As a matter of fact, story has now surfaced again that was out, mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, about the guy who was a Florida waiter. He was laid off. He wound up homeless, living in a tent. I was truly alone. I mean, it's a tragic story. And I saw this at the beginning. Saw the fear in the eyes of the waitress on the day that this Marxist mayor here, Adler in Austin, in 1 hour notice, took away her job.
In Germany, in Australia, in Canada, and now even in Ohio, every blue state, every blue city is announcing that they are establishing emergency COVID centers for people that refuse to be tested or people that are tested but refuse to stay in place while the results are coming back, or those that supposedly break quarantine. This, of course, is all based on the tests that are over 90% fraudulent and were designed to be so. This is a power grab. The world government globalist system is in trouble. All over the planet, free peoples are trying to pull out of it. And every blue area, I use the term blue as if in the U.S. for blue for Democrats, red for Republicans, is basically globalist or communist and authoritarian. And they are using this as their cover for an authoritarian takeover because they know the world's waiting to them. It's a very simple equation. It's illegal. We must resist it. I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away
politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic, dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence. There is a forced evolution taking place. The scientific ruling elite believe they are transcending to a silicon life form. While they are making this hypothetical, very dangerous transition that is guaranteed doomed to fail and create nightmares that are almost unimaginable, their plan for us is extermination or spiking the cannon. Like after a major war is done, you don't want those weapons used again, you get rid of them. We are being rendered into scrap metal right now. So think about all your ancestors, think about your grandparents, think about your parents, think about your children, think about the future, and ask yourself, are you really going to let a bunch of crazy mad scientists steal the future destiny of everyone and basically use us like guinea pigs to experiment so they can try to find cures to cancer and things, not for us, but for them? Bill Gates is the leader of this organization. Bill Gates is the enemy of humanity. Decide what you're going to do, America. Decide what you're going to do, humanity.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications of COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, real quickly, let's catch up on what is happening on day 191 of an undeclared martial law and lockdown here. The destruction of our country, our middle class, our way of life. 90% of Americans, however, demand new stimulus. Today, when I tweeted out what's coming up on the show, I put out a meme of, here's what men did in the 1300s when their freedom was threatened. And it was a picture of Braveheart. And then here's what men do in 2020 when their freedom is threatened. And it's got a fat slob laying down on a couch watching television. And so, you know, as we have everything taken from us, our response is we demand not liberty, but more cash. Print some money and give it to me. I need some more of that monopoly money. I got to pass go and collect $200. And meanwhile, the technocrats are buying up all the hotels and houses. Except that 2/3 of the U.S. hotels say that they won't last another 6 months at the current occupancy level. See, that's how they get it, with a monopoly game. They put this out there, bankrupt the existing hotels. They bankrupt the landlords. 40% of them are individuals who have homes that they decided that they would keep for investment, for their retirement or whatever. They're being bankrupted. And a lot of them are trying to cut a lot of slack, as I reported. A lot of them say, you know, understand, my tenant is a single mom. She got a couple of kids. She lost her job. She's forced out of her job. I don't want to put her out on the street like this guy who was a waiter in Florida. But I don't know what I'm going to do, because if I don't get any money, they're going to put me out on the street. And they will. As I pointed out last week, You got the big real estate investment trusts. You got the people like the Koch brothers, like Mitt Romney's Bain Capital, like J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. All these people are putting together. The vulture capitalists are just circling the dying middle class, ready to pick our bones and to leave us, as Jefferson warned, homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. Why? Because we allowed the creation of not only a central bank, but we've allowed the creation of central control of everything. Everything. And so 2/3 of U.S. hotels say they will not last another 6 months at the current occupancy level. Yelp reveals that 60% of business closures are now permanent. It's been a 23% increase since July, and that was the end of August, August 31st. So we're now another 3 weeks into it. 97,966 permanently closed, about 100,000 permanently closed. Good job. Good job. Somebody, I said something about the lockdown, and some guy said, well, you know, Trump has done all these things and he had a great economy. What else do you want him to do? Well, you know, maybe not killing 100,000 businesses might be a good start. Or doing something while the deep state is killing 100,000 businesses instead of sitting there on the toilet and tweeting about it. CDC has now issued holiday guidelines because they aren't going to let you go one way or the other. And neither is Trump or Biden. Neither of them. So, you know, Thanksgiving dinner is now out. Why? Because the government says so. Oh, really? Oh, yeah? Is that right? One of the more bizarre recommendations, reports Zero Hedge, for families that absolutely must host Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever dinners, they should have participants bring their own food to minimize the sharing of communal food. Well, you know, maybe we can just go through some kind of a corporate chain's drive-through takeout for Thanksgiving. Wouldn't that be good? Because, you know, that's we need to make sure they survive. They are essential. You are not essential. Your family is not. You shouldn't even be having Thanksgiving dinner with family. I mean, we were told as some of these jurisdictions were opening up and kids were going back to school, they said, you need to make sure these kids, you know, when they come home, they are disease vectors now. You should regard your children as disease vectors, which means that you all ought to wear masks in your home. And you all ought to eat separately. I mean, that was a recommendation, a guideline that came out. So we have to do what they say, right? No, we don't. We all know this is a fraud. We all know that it's not a novel coronavirus. It's just a novel. And we need to stop letting them write the script of our life. And then they go on to say Black Friday sales might not be such a great deal for retailers who are struggling to make it through the pandemic. So they're going to keep the knee on the throat of all the brick-and-mortar stores until they kill them. And then you'll just have a few who are have pals and, you know, Washington Post pushing the pandemic and everything. Why would they do that? I mean, you know, it's kind of like the military-industrial contract that he had there, you know, pushing these different things. But, you know, they would like to have all of their competitors go out of business so that Amazon can have a complete monopoly. So let's keep the pandemic going. Let's not have a Black Friday because they point out here, well, you'll have to just do your shopping online and have the stuff delivered from those 1,000 new Amazon warehouses. The National Confectioners Association, people that make candy, said, well, I think we see in the CDC guideline, we see that Halloween is still going to happen. Oh, really? I don't see that. Halloween is traditionally an outdoor holiday and the one time of year when kids want to wear a mask. Oh, but now the CDC pours cold water on that idea. CDC is not happy with Halloween masks. It is a masquerade, but you have to wear the appropriate silly mask. Not just any silly mask will do. You have to get a cloth mask that doesn't do anything, a dirty face diaper, not anything that's, you know, a fun mask. That's not allowed. CDC says they have a lot of recommendations, all of which involve remaining indoors, writes the New American. And they say you need to not replace your ineffective, filthy cloth masks with Halloween masks. You need to keep wearing those cloth masks. Don't exchange them for and stay indoors to celebrate Halloween. They said when planning to host a holiday celebration, you should assess current COVID-19 levels in your community to determine whether to postpone, cancel, or limit the number of attendees. That's your loophole. We all know it ain't happening. We all know it's a novel. So therefore we're out of jail, right? Just live your life. Live your life. I have assessed the COVID-19 levels in my community. I find that they are total BS. And so therefore I will go about my life. If I want to go trick or treating, well, I don't go trick or treating. Nobody in our family does. But if I wanted to go trick or treating, I would go trick or treating. If I wanted to go to a biker rally, I'd go to a biker rally. If I wanted to go to a bar or to a church, I would go to a bar or to a church. I'm going to go about my normal life. But they have a guideline here, and they list all the holidays. Yom Kippur, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, New Year's. They got everything there but Festivus. Ah, now that's probably going to be the one holiday that I will celebrate this year, because that's all. Remember Seinfeld? Rand Paul always does a tweaking of people, because it's all about the airing of grievances. And I've got some grievances for 2020. Let me tell you something. My Festivus tree is going to be full this year. I've got so many grievances. I've got at least 191 days of grievances right here. And it's going to be by the time I get to Festivus. That's going to be the biggest holiday of the year. Meanwhile, we have in the UK, they're saying sex is no longer illegal for non-cohabiting couples, but casual sex is still forbidden. Oh, let me get my head around this. Because in this novel, we have 50 shades of lies. And now they've got shades of lies about who can have extramarital sex. I have a question. Is venereal disease still a thing? I mean, because, you know, the novel virus has now replaced heart attacks and cancer and old age. Has it replaced VD as well? Evidently, according to the UK, it has. But, you know, Britons are swamping the police line to rat on their neighbors because, you know, they're looking through the curtains to see who's going where. 2020. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Dependency. Domestication. In the real world, ignorance is not bliss. It's enslavement and it's death. The globalists are teaching us all that we're non-essential. With automation, they're bringing in a world that doesn't empower humanity, but makes us obsolete. But we're not obsolete. We don't have to listen to them. We can farm again. We can garden. We can become self-sufficient. But first, we've got to learn to stand up politically for ourselves, and we need to become self-sufficient. That begins with water filtration to take control of that from the globalists and their fluoride and their dumbing down agenda, and with storable food. And we have it all, the highest quality, the highest rated, at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. You cannot lose unless you do not take action. We have the best water filtration, the best storable food, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now while you still can. Become prepared. Become self-sufficient now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died.
200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech can do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Is hanging on for 191 days now, and we know where this is coming from. We know this is unconstitutional. It's a violation of our informed consent. They are forcing us, they're withholding treatments that we'd like to have. You know, we've had medical marijuana withheld. We've had HCQ withheld. We've had other things essentially now talked about being forced on us, not just masks, but vaccines. What happened to the doctor-patient relationship? What happened to informed consent? What happened to freedom and dignity? Yeah, freedom and dignity were taken away because this is a Skinner-esque psychological takeover. And as I pointed out, and we'll talk about some of the things that need to be done, we need to do something along the lines of starting legislation, state constitutional amendments, federal amendments, everywhere, see if we can get any sorry politician to join on to this. These people who have sat there doing nothing. Something like the natural right of each person to decide what food, drug, or medical treatment is appropriate for personal use shall not be limited, infringed, or denied by any law or government official acting under color of law, because it would be under color of law. They don't have the authority to do that under the Constitution. Nor shall any private entity discriminate in employment or service based on an individual's health choices. Neither shall any food, drug, or medical treatment be forced upon anybody without their consent. See, if they can keep you from having something that you want to take for your own personal health, then you basically don't own yourself, right? You don't own your body. All these pro-choice women talking about my body, my choice. No, 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 no. They don't care. They don't like that. They're the ones who are the most strident. Wear the mask. Take the vaccine. You're going to kill me. Yeah, if you can't make the decision about what medical care and food you want to have, they can force medical care and they can force food on you as well, not just withhold it. So we also have to say that they cannot force any food, drug, or medical treatment upon any person without their consent, nor shall any vaccine or medical treatment be required as a condition of employment or service by a business. We need to do that. We need to push that out. I'm going to keep mentioning that. But we were talking about the little Stasi busybodies, the Gladys Kravitz of the world, you know, that are having a field day now Because, you know, when you lose everything, the only thing that you've got left is your little power to snitch on people. It gives you a sense of power, a lot of these people. And so in the UK, as Breitbart points out, it appeared that the case of a woman who called the police on a funeral wake in a public garden because she thought people were standing too close together is not simply an isolated incident. You're going to call the police on people at a funeral. Gladys. I think that's the name we ought to use instead of Karen. Karen's a nice person. So, Karen that I know. So let's start calling them Gladyses. Senior police officers have had to put on more telephonist staff. Telephonists. This is the UK thing. Anyway, on call to deal with the rising number. See, it's not a problem. It's an opportunity for these people. They can increase their headcount. They can grow their bureaucracy. We need more people to handle all the complaints and all the snitches. Yeah, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a telephone operator, and I take calls snitching on people, turning in people, you know, because they're at a funeral. I like that. I like that one. They're also going to put out a 1,000-pound fine if tables at restaurants outside, of course, are not distanced 6 feet apart, or if the patrons are found to be intermingling. So now we're going to have the little Gladyses going out there with their tape measures. I'm sorry, this is 5 feet 11? Call the police. Government source told The Sun that Boris Johnson, the conservative prime minister, by the way, you think he's any different than Sadiq Khan? They're both on the same page. Just like here in America, Republicans and Democrats, Trump and Biden, both on the same page with all this stuff. So Boris Johnson is planning an enforcement blitzkrieg, quote unquote, an enforcement blitzkrieg. That was their term. The government spokesman said it's going to be an enforcement. And I think that's blitzkrieg is the right way to do this. It has been, as I said before, a blitzkrieg information war, a blitzkrieg of propaganda. We were lied and scared into this novel in a blitzkrieg of lies, of disinformation, of propaganda. It's an information war, and it came about very, very quickly. After shutting down InfoWars and independent media, after shutting down people who would have spoken up on social media, they were able to put out a blitzkrieg, and they're still doing it. As Eric Peters calls these people, the Gesundheit Nazis, the good health Nazis. And they're now doing an enforcement blitzkrieg. Absolutely appropriate, because it is essentially Nazi approach. Now, by the way, you know, we're talking at the beginning of the hour about 9/11, about the trillions of dollars. And I've told the story before. I'll just make it real quick, because I know people who've listened for a long time have already heard this, but some of you haven't. I've told a story about how my wife and I went to, it's basically just driving around. We went to a small town. I won't mention which one it is because I don't want to get the lady in trouble. I don't want to have her disappeared or anything. But she and her husband, she was retired from the Pentagon. And we went into the little store that she was running, she and her husband. And my wife was looking around at knickknacks, and I was not interested, so I was standing by the door. And she was bored out of her mind. We were like the only people she'd seen that day. And this is before, way before the lockdown. This is years ago. And she said, you know, I used to work for the Pentagon. And she just starts telling me all of this stuff. And, you know, I came here and I got out of there just before 9/11. And then I got interested and I said, oh, really? Tell me about what you did there. Well, we were investigating trillions of dollars of missing money. You wouldn't believe how bad it was. It's like, oh, yeah, I think I would. I said, have you ever heard of InfoWars? She says, no, I've never heard of InfoWars. I said, where do you get your news? She said, Fox News. I said, okay, well, go ahead and tell me the rest of the story. And so she said, so she's working there, and she said, you wouldn't believe it. She said, we had so many high-ranking military officials and politicians who took retirement and, you know, went on to the boards of military-industrial complexes, I'm sure. But anyway, she says that they took early retirement as an out. And she said, we were really turning things over. She said, I got out of there. I retired. My time for retirement was up, and I got out of there just a couple of months before that happened. And she goes, and I would have been killed. You know, all the people that were in that office got killed. I said, yeah, I know. I know how that works. I didn't tell her. I just listened. Just listened. I wished I'd had my phone going. It's like kicking myself afterwards that I didn't have my phone going. But I don't want to get her in trouble. But, you know, when we talk about false flags, this one, now we have AIER reporting. No medical justification for emergency measures. This is an open letter from 435 medical doctors so far, signed by 435 medical doctors, 1,439 medically trained health professionals, and 9,900 citizens. And see, this is why, this is the lost opportunity that we had. President Trump had the opportunity to stop this when we had the White Coat Summit. He didn't even have to lead. He didn't even have to think. They laid that there in his lap for him to grab this and run with it. Instead, he wouldn't follow them, and he wouldn't get Fauci and big pharmaceutical companies out of the way either. And so that's why we are where we are today. We'll talk about this when we come back. But folks, before we go to break, I just want to remind you about our sale, because that's what funds us, not trillions of dollars from the Pentagon. We are funded by the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, products that help your health. And we try to make it a win-win situation. We got a big sale right now, 60% off plus free shipping on many products. We've got 60% off on the 8-pack Power Stack, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, and also the, you can get it, the 8-pack Power Stack with Survival Shield X2 Spray. Both of those, 60% off plus free shipping. We also have 50% off DNA Force Plus, plus free shipping. DNA Force Plus is a very, very important supplement, and it is also something that is very, very expensive for us to produce, and so that is a huge dollar savings, especially when we look at what is happening right now. Your DNA, not only the kind of chemical foods that you eat all the time, but what we see coming with the mRNA vaccine, and we'll talk about that coming up. Because there's now been a second person who's come down with a very rare spinal condition. But, of course, AstraZeneca says nothing to see here. It's not us. It's very rare, but, you know, just the fact that two of them came down with it, it has nothing to do with us. So you want to make sure that you have products that are going to support your health and support free speech and a free press. InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I've come to you many times and ask for your support. And you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So, again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move.
It's the David Knight Show.
Yeah, we have this article linked at Infowars.com. It was originally reported by AIER because it's out of Belgium. And they kind of focus on the European beat. This is a letter, again, signed by about just under 500 medical doctors, just under 10,000 citizens, and another 1,500 medically trained health professionals. It says, we, Belgian doctors, health professionals, wish to express our serious concern about the evolution of the situation in the recent months surrounding the outbreak of the, let's just call it the novel virus, but it's a novel. We call on politicians to be independently and critically informed in the decision-making process and in the compulsory implementation of corona measures. We ask for an open debate. Imagine that, an open debate where all experts are represented without any form of censorship. Do we remember a time when that was allowed? Oh, no, we're under a new normal now. We have experts, and only one opinion is allowed. We have a single narrative about this and about every novel that the government puts out. And no questions asked, no dissent allowed. Dissenters will be punished just like they are in gangland China. No, we'd like to have an open debate. All experts represented without any form of censorship because, you know, there are experts on both sides of this. Science is never settled. Science is about skepticism. It's about debate. And so when you shut down debate, you don't have science, AOC, and the rest of you Democrats. Whether you're talking about climate or you're talking about novel viruses. After the initial panic surrounding this, the objective facts now show a completely different picture, say these doctors and health professionals. There is no medical justification for any emergency policy anymore. The current crisis management has become totally disproportionate and causes more damage than it does any good. We call for an end to all measures and ask for an immediate restoration of our normal democratic governance and legal structures and of all of our civil liberties. A cure must not be worse than the problem. Is a thesis that is more relevant than ever in the current situation. This is always part of the ethics of the medical profession. Going back to Galen, first, do no harm. First, do no harm. And, of course, the reason is summed up in the meme. The operation was successful, but the patient died. And that's what's happened to us. Oh, yeah. You know, Republicans love to talk about President Trump and Pence and Mnuchin and all these people, Ivanka, they all talked about how they saved us with a lockdown. Well, I don't think you saved us from anything real. And even if you saved us from a real threat, the operation was successful, but your patient died. You're killing the middle class. We believe that the policy has introduced, this is going back to the Belgian doctors, we believe the policy has introduced mandatory measures that are not sufficiently scientifically based. Measures that are unilaterally directed. Yeah, that's right. Dictatorial, in other words. And that there is not enough space in the media for an open debate in which different views and options are heard. Well, you know, that's fine. But let me add one thing to this, because, you know, this is coming out of Belgium. It's not out of America. In America, we have a thing called informed consent and individual liberty. And I don't, you know, that goes beyond a debate between health experts. You guys can debate this all you want. And you can make recommendations. And I love medical advice. I don't take medical orders. I don't take medical orders from 500 doctors or from one doctor. You have your debate. You put your stuff out there. Let us see what we're doing. And then we will make our health choices as we are doing right now. My health choice from the very beginning of this is not to participate in this novel. And I'm not going to participate in this novel. And neither are you. If you understand what's going on with this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, I was just reading to you from the letter, and again, you can find that at Infowars.com. This is a letter from Belgium doctors, basically, it's a long letter. I'm not going to read everything about it. I'll just give you some of the headlines. They go through the facts about COVID-19. They talk about the lockdown, how it doesn't make any sense. They talk about our immune system. Imagine that. Doctors talking about immune system. Have you heard anything about our immune system lately? Has Fauci talked about our immune system? No. It's not about the immune system. It's about the numbers. You got to have the vaccine. You got to have the mask. You got to have the orders. But no immune system. We don't have immune systems anymore. They point out when they talk about the immune system, they said, for thousands of years, the human body has been exposed daily to moisture and droplets containing infectious microorganisms, viruses, bacteria, fungi. Only people with weak or faulty immune systems should be protected by extensive hygiene or social distancing. Everybody else has been turned into OCD compulsives, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder. Constantly washing your hands, masks everywhere. I mean, don't touch this, don't touch that. Don't breathe on me, get back. I mean, it's insane. I used to feel sorry for people like that. Now I have a difficult time feeling sorry for people like that. Consequences of social isolation on physical and mental health, they talk about. A highly contagious virus with millions of deaths without any treatment? ? No, they question that. They say mortality turned out to be many times lower than expected and close to that of a normal seasonal flu, 0.2%. They say, meanwhile, there's affordable, safe, efficient therapy available. They mention HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin. They talk about propagation. Spreading occurs by drip infection, only for patients who cough or sneeze, and aerosols in closed, unventilated rooms. And so they want to keep you in closed, unventilated rooms. Don't go outside, right? Masks, they talk about. Oral masks belong in contexts where contacts with proven at-risk groups or people with upper respiratory complaints take place, and in a medical context. And the things like a hospital or retirement home setting. And so they go on through all of this. They talk about the vaccine. Survey studies on influenza vaccinations show that in 10 years, we've only succeeded 3 times in developing a vaccine with an efficiency rate of more than 50%. Notice that they say efficiency and not efficacy. See, the truth or the lie or the devil, depending on which way you look at, is in the details and in the syllables. They can talk about efficiency. They can talk about effectiveness, or they can talk about efficacy. And those are 3 totally different things. They should never talk about efficacy, even though Fauci does. His own NIH says you should never use the term efficacy when you're talking about a vaccine, because it can't be determined. It can only be determined if you did a double-blind study and you exposed people who didn't have a disease to that. You break the group into 2 different groups. One group you give the vaccine, the other you don't give anything, and you expose both sides to a disease. You don't test vaccines like that. They're not going to do any challenge studies. That was another part of the media gaslighting. There was a lot of stuff that was put out. Oh, look, we've got college students who are volunteering to take this vaccine. They're volunteering to do a challenge study. no challenge study is going to be done. If you read the article, you would see that they were lobbying to try to get permission from the government to do that. The government's not going to do that. That's beyond the pale, even for these people who engage in gain-of-function research. It's too obvious a criminal operation. Although, you know, they're getting away with a lot of obviously criminal actions. As David Martin pointed out last week when he was on the show talking about Plandemic 2. Fauci has done so many different things in terms of financial antitrust interlocking things and so forth, as well as other aspects. He easily could be led away in handcuffs off of the podium if they wanted to get rid of him. But nothing is going to be done about that. So when we look at this, as I pointed out a couple of weeks ago, when I was talking about masks on Twitter, I had one person reply to a tweet that I had said, Georgia paramedic here, what a scam this has been. If it weren't for the media telling us what to be afraid of, we wouldn't be able to tell that there was anything new. And that is absolutely true. We've seen this over and over again from professionals. Here is one good piece of news. So this is a good piece of news. So get ready. Here comes the good news for the day. hey, Abbott, we've got the Texas GOP urging Abbott to open Texas now. And this is coming from the SREC, State Republican Executive Committee. This is one man or one woman from each of the state's 31 Senate districts. It is essentially the governing body of the Republican Party of Texas. And they put out a statement demanding that Abbott stop the dictatorial lockdown. And the guy who was a spokesman for them, Rolando Garcia, stressed that the goal of the resolution was not to punish Abbott, but rather to urge swift course correction. He said, for a state party to publicly disagree with a sitting government, a governor of the same party is not something that any of us take lightly. And the instinct of loyalty to leadership is usually pretty strong among party activists. See, this has been the problem. We're 191 days, and they're finally doing this. We have a Republican legislature here, but the instinct of loyalty has kept them silent, just like the instinct of loyalty, misplaced loyalty by the MAGA group, the MAGA grassroots, has kept them silent from criticizing Trump. He's wrong. He's dead wrong on this. And damn it, you better stand up to him and you better say something about it. He's destroying this country and your lives with this lockdown. And you play all these games with electoral politics and mail ballots and this and that. The Supreme Court picked anything to keep you occupied and anything for the talk show host to talk about. My car is in the shop, so I had another one. I don't usually listen to the radio. And when I would have a commercial pop up on Pandora, I would click over to see if there was something on the radio. And I did that about two or three times yesterday on the way home. I heard Rush Limbaugh. All this is about Democrats versus Republican. Democrats, do you realize that both of them are killing the middle class right now? Killing the Constitution? Killing the rule of law? And these shills for the Republican Party can do nothing but talk about that? I mean, if you want to have an opposition to the Democrats, you better oppose the Democrats instead of joining with them. Yeah, give him an award. He's become a great propagandist. You know, he didn't support Trump that much when Trump was talking about doing things that Trump didn't do. Now that he hasn't done the things, you notice all these people, all these conservatives have now fallen in line. But there's what the Texas Republican Party is finally saying about Abbott. No exceptions, no delays, open Texas now. They said in the statement, Abbott's announcement last week about another incremental increase in capacity was the last straw. Good, finally. Not the last straw for me. I had the last straw a long time ago. It is so blindingly obvious, said the State Republican Executive Committee. It is so blindingly obvious to everyone that the lockdowns and restrictions were a mistake and that they have devastated the lives of so many people. Exactly right. I'm glad they finally come around. Now, grow a backbone here and stand up to this guy. Because, you know, when you say, well, we don't want to punish him or anything, I want to punish him. I want to get him out of office. If we had a recall here, we'd start a recall. And have this. This is what the statement says. Whereas state and local governments have exercised egregious overreach and misguided attempts to mitigate the spread of this novel. Whereas state and local government overreach has infringed on our constitutional liberties, including our rights to property and peaceful assembly. Exactly right. They're talking about the constitutional liberty. Good for these guys. Whereas this egregious government overreach has resulted in unthinkable depredations upon the people of Texas, leaving millions unemployed and so on. Whereas we are fully capable of undertaking reasonable precautions ourselves without government mandates. Therefore, be it resolved, the Republican Party of Texas calls on Abbott.
I've got some bad news for you, then I've got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars. Spread the word and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
wouldn't be complete. It wouldn't be complete if we didn't take a look at what's going on in Melbourne, Australia. Melbourne police have now surrounded and arrested two elderly women who are resting on a park bench. Why? Because they violated the novel. They violated the novel. I mean, how insane. We got video of this. Let's roll the videotape of this amazing outrage here. Video clip number 9.
Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapon is surprise. Surprise and fear. Fear and surprise are two weapons. Our fear surprise and surprise fear. And ruthless efficiency are three weapons.
Ruthless.
Our fear and surprise and ruthless efficiency and an almost fanatical devotion to the Pope are four. No.
Fanatical devotion to Fauci.
Our weapons.
Yes.
Amongst our weaponry are such elements as fear.
You get the idea. That's really what's going on. You know. Fear and a ruthless devotion to Fauci, the health pope. That's exactly what's going on. Of course, this is Australia, so I guess you could say it's a devotion to she who must be obeyed. Gangland China. Yeah, that's really what's going on. So, you know, we have a couple of different instances of this. It's not just one. Activist Post talks about two elderly women being accosted in the park by the Spanish Inquisition. Coming after them, nobody expected this. Nobody expected elderly women to be accosted and arrested by the Spanish Inquisition. Nor did they expect a pregnant woman to be accosted and arrested by the Spanish Inquisition. These are now crackdowns, as I like to talk about it. One woman, as I come in and it's a surpriser right there, she says, "Well, as a pregnant woman, I can't sit in the park." And they go, "No. You can only be out of your house for four reasons. No, wait, three reasons. No, wait, two reasons." They start going the other way. One of those would be exercise. Sitting in the park is not one of those four reasons. What gives them the authority to act like the Spanish Inquisition? But she pointed out, she says, "So, I'm pregnant. And obviously my exercise is limited because I have to walk around and now I'm puffed out." I'm puffed out because I'm 38 weeks pregnant. So even I can't sit in the park? Is that right? That's right. You're under arrest. It's the Spanish Inquisition. And, I mean, she gets her exercise by slowly walking out to the bench and sitting down and getting her breath back and then walking back, which is, you know, what elderly women would do as well. Which is why, you know, elderly women and pregnant women are the most heinous criminals in the Inquisition, that we have to shut this down. Because that's not one of the four reasons. Resting is not allowed, you know? You cannot. As they roll the video clip of the little old ladies being harassed by these people. Let's play video clip number 4. Do they have any sound on this? Or does it just be roll? Yeah, we got some sound. All right. All right, that's pretty low. We can't hear that. And as people put that out, they said, "How many cops do you need for two little old ladies?" Well, you know, with the Spanish Inquisition, you need a large crew there. They just don't have their red coats. Instead, they have their black, militarized, jackbooted thug outfits. Yeah, they're dressed like that other Monty Python type, you know, the 1984 version that was done by Terry Gilliam. Brazil. That's what they're dressed in. Not that costume, the black costume. Yeah, the jackbooted thug costume. Five police officers accost two elderly women sitting on a park bench in Melbourne. It showed the officers surrounded the two women as one of them said firmly, "No, I am not standing up." And the other woman says, "On what grounds am I under arrest? This is unlawful." Well, it is the Inquisition. We don't have laws in an Inquisition. That's what's being imposed here. These are the rules. These are the Chinese rules. These are Chinese rules that are being imposed by the premier of a Australian state. The only one of the Australian states that's doing this is the one that took $1 trillion from the Chinese. I'll mention that every day. Because you need to understand where this novel came from. This novel came from China. The tyranny came from China. It was modeled in China. It was exported from China. They had an army of trolls on social media harassing the Italian government to get them to copy their novel. And we've all dutifully done that. Which brings us to one of the people sent me this yesterday, saying, you know, what do we need to do? Well, you know, one person had a good suggestion. Alan sent me an email and said, David, tell your audience that when they're at a Trump rally, they should chant, stop the masks, stop the masks, stop the masks. This might send a message to Trump, and it might get him to wake up to this issue as to how many people truly hate this. And I think that's an important thing to do, because clearly his campaign manager has no clue. Brad Parscale has no clue and is out of touch. Many others in the Republican Party are out of touch as well. Yesterday, it was the Drudge Report and CNN were all over this. Look at MAGA attacking this wonderful Republican. They like a Republican when the Republican pushes the mask, right? So you had in Ohio, you had the Lieutenant Governor John Husted was warming up the crowd for President Trump Monday night and trying to sell some campaign merchandise. I wonder what kind of campaign merchandise he was trying to sell. You know, we've had Brad Parscale. He tweeted in images of some of their campaign merchandise. So show a picture of some of this stuff. There's Brad Parscale, the guy who, by the way, the Trump campaign manager who didn't vote for Trump 4 years ago. And he says, hey, we've got a real Donald Trump face mask, and more of this is coming soon. And, you know, then he had more pictures. He had it in other colors as well. You get it in white and red, or you can get it in blue and white text for those wanting a different color. We got all of this stuff. And, you know, as the campaign manager, he was probably involved in that campaign letter that was sent out to everybody. That said, we're not asking for money this time. What we're asking for you to do is to wear a mask. No money, just wear a mask and obey the CDC. Obey your government, the CDC. Because, you know, we've turned the government over to the deep state swamp now. The CDC will tell you under what conditions a landlord can evict somebody. But we're not going to let the people who are facing eviction have jobs either. They'll have to depend on us for universal basic welfare. And that's where we are with the campaign. And, oh, by the way, you know, you follow that link to the CDC and you will see there your mask may protect other people. Their mask may protect you. They won't even say that the mask protects you because they know that's not true. It's too obvious a lie for even Brad Parscale. And as this happened yesterday, we will show you what happened to this Republican shill, this lieutenant governor in Ohio. I think, you know, sometimes we call them light governors, you know, LT Gov. He is a governor light. I don't know what he's running for, but don't vote for this guy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is now confirmed. Every organization affiliated with President Trump and his campaign is being attacked out of communist China in the biggest coordinated cyber attacks the planet has ever seen. Joe Biden has openly said China should run every facet of our lives. The Speaker of the House, Pelosi, has said that China wants Joe Biden. InfoWars is under dozens of different types of cyber attack a day. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And they're not even hiding that it's coming directly out of communist China. America is fighting for its life. Everyone that votes for Joe Biden is a stooge of communist China and an idiot trying to destroy not just their future, but our future. But no matter what happens in this election, the awakening and the chain reaction has begun and cannot be reversed!
Servants of Satan are working around the clock to silence the people of not just the United States, but of the world. Because there is a great awakening taking place. Everyone I talk to, everywhere I go, people that weren't even religious or spiritual now understand this is a fight between good and evil. And they're finding Christ. And they're finding the prophecies that aren't like Nostradamus, vague, but are very, very detailed and extremely specific that are now coming true at a frightening rate. Frightening because so many people are still living under the control of the god of this world, Satan, did not realize that their immortal souls are in grave danger. Do not fear he who can kill the body. Fear he who can kill the soul, as the good book warns us. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm very honored to be on air still during this time. Every day we're still on air is a blessing. So please pray for InfoWars, pray for yourself, pray for the children, and pray for the world. God bless you all.
Real power comes from the grassroots, and real power comes from experience. And I've been in the fight more than 26 years against the globalist. So it's important for listeners and viewers to understand, when you support InfoWars to keep us on the air, you're not supporting a news outlet that has sources and so we're able to always tell you what's coming when others can't. It's because we are studying the enemy and doing the original analysis that gets picked up by Trump, intelligence agencies, and major corporations that are part of the resistance, that are part of the resistance to the overarching globalist system. So I have to tell you how the hierarchy works. In many cases, InfoWars is at the head. We're not the tail. That means you're at the head. And that's why your support of us is so critical. Biden and his constellation of criminals have told us and many others that if they get elected, they're not just going to shut down InfoWars. They're going to shut you down, the long depression, forced inoculations, and more. So now more than ever, keep InfoWars on the air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Brad Parscale and the Trump campaign are beyond satire, quite frankly. If you go back and look at a tweet, go back to May 1st, 2020. Michael Bender tweeted, I said, the president's reelection campaign has ordered red Trump-branded face masks for supporters. Campaign officials have discussed giving away the masks at events or in return for donations. Now, this is May the 1st. And, of course, they still didn't get a clue. They don't care what you think. They're not listening to you. And, you know, we look at Brad Parscale. This is a guy who allegedly, you know, during the 2016 campaign, Parscale was running social media. And so why would Parscale not realize that social media censorship of Trump's base and of the independent media would be a major factor in them losing? Major risk to the Trump campaign. Why wouldn't he do something about that? If they're going, he's going to allow Google, as the guy who was a social media guru for the Trump campaign in 2016, is going to allow Google and Facebook and Twitter to put a gag on you on the internet? And he's not going to do anything about it? And Trump's not going to do anything about it? Why wouldn't they put a gag on you in the public square? A face mask. Oh, and then we'll take the gag and then we'll put MAGA on it. How about that? Let me tell you, it is a gag, as in a bad joke. Parscale is a bad joke. This campaign is a bad joke. So you're going to hand this out to people? Everybody that I see, you know, I saw so many people in Gatlinburg when we went through there. Nobody wearing masks, but everybody wearing Trump hats. I mean, they had Trump everything. They had a Trump store, big time. This is Trump country. And they had all kind of, you know, wear a MAGA hat and say no masks and all this. It's like, do you understand what's going on here? I just wanted to say to them, I just can't get around this cognitive dissonance that you're cheering the guy who is pushing masks on you and his campaign manager who is pushing masks on you. And so why wouldn't this idiot, Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted, when he's introducing Donald Trump? He probably had that suggested to him by Brad Parscale. I mean, is Brad Parscale working for Biden or something? So he goes out and he's hawking campaign merchandise, probably masks. That was a great idea that they had there. Masks, make America gag again, right? That's what it's about, MAGA. Make America gagged again. I'm trying to make masks in America great again, and I've got President Trump's masks, he said. Look at this. And that's when the boos from the crowd, and this is CNN and the Drudge Report freaking out about this. People were sitting closely together. Most of them didn't have masks on, and they started booing him. Can you imagine that? And we've had hundreds of millions of people who've died from this already, they tell us, right? So then, you know, CNN and Drudge start wetting their pants about this. Oh, look at this. They're not wearing masks and they're booing this guy who's trying to get him to wear a mask. I mean, it's even got MAGA and Trump on the mask. Why won't they do that? So he comes back and he says, oh, hang on now. He said to the booers, I've got President Trump's masks and they're in red. You know, I've got a stack of them here. Nobody's buying these things. I don't know what's the deal. You ought to get these things. I mean, they're selling them, right? We got one in blue. We got one in red. And that brought on more boos. And then he said, and we've even got a MAGA mask. And he gets even more boos. He says, I know we don't all like wearing them, but hang on now, hang on. I get it. And then finally he just gave up and he said, all right, you made your point. I got it. Let's play this so you can see it, because I want to focus on how out of touch the Republicans, people like Greg Abbott, people like Lieutenant Governor John Husted, people like Brad Parscale, and people like Donald Trump are out of touch with their base. Let's play this clip, video clip number 10.
But if you go into a grocery store where you got to wear one, all right? Hang on.
No, we don't
hang
have to
on,
wear
just
one.
Just listen up.
You go into a grocery store up. And wear one. Son.
All right, I get it. But if somebody tells you to take it off, you can at least say that you're trying to save the country by wearing one of President Donald Trump's masks, all right?
You know how you save the country? You get rid of Republicans like that guy. You get them out of office. We don't need people like that Lieutenant Governor of Ohio. We don't need people like Greg Abbott. You get them out of the Republican Party. I'm out of the Republican Party until you get these people out. I'm not having anything to do with the Republican Party. I'm not saying anything positive about these shills who are trying to, you're going to save the country. That's how you save the country. You get these people out of office. People who don't understand individual liberty. People who don't understand science. People who are pushing this novel on you that is destroying our country. We got 60% of small businesses have been shut out. That used to be the constituency of the Republican Party. These people are Judas goats, traitors, backstabbers, a fifth column. How many other adjectives do I have to give you? How can you not see what they're doing to this country? If you're going to fight somebody, fight the people who tell you what they're about. I know the Democrats want to take everything we've got. And you know they're our enemy. And you know there would be tens of millions of people who would be resisting this if it was being done by Obama or by Biden or by Clinton. And they're taking a powder because it's being done by Republicans, by Trump, and they don't say a thing about it. That's why these people are worse than the Democrats. People who will, you treat spies and traitors more harshly than you do soldiers who are wearing uniforms. You know these other people are your enemies. You don't know who the backstabbers are. They got to get behind you before they can stab you in the back. That's the way this works. They are the most dangerous. The traitors. The fifth column. The Ivanka Trumps. Take a look at this tweet here. This is one that came out while I was gone. Returning to the great state of North Carolina, and look at her mask. Look at how loose that mask is. That isn't going to work, Ivanka. I don't know if that's an N95 mask or not. Yeah, a 95 mask isn't really going to give you protection, but certainly not if it's loose like that. This is virtue signaling. This is propaganda. This is an elitist, Ivanka. She and Jared went to Bilderberg last year. This is a Davos Bilderberg plan. And when they went there with Steve Mnuchin and they came back, that was about the time that President Trump started saying about the MMR vaccine, you got to take the shot. You got to get the shot. Traitor. Gerald Celente has got a great cover on his new Trends Journal. Show that cover. He calls it emasculation. And that's what this has become. We've become emasculated by the propaganda of people like Ivanka Trump. These globalists, these insiders, these people who are no different than the Clintons. No different than the Clintons. And so you can see it. They got people on their hands and knees wearing masks. And they've got jackbooted thugs in full-on police state uniforms with guns pointed at them as they grovel on the ground in their masks. Gerald Celente nailed it with that graphic right there. Trends Journal. Meanwhile, in Louisiana, we do have a man who is standing up. We have Tony Spell, a pastor of a large Louisiana church. And they've got him in court. Fines. I don't know if jail time is there. But since late March, he has been violating the stay-at-home orders. The church has been meeting since late March. Now think about that. 6 months, 190 days, they've been meeting. Nobody died. Nobody got sick. And they can't stand that. You go about your life, you expose their lies by living your life, and they can't stand that. And so they're telling him, well, you know, they kicked him out of the court because he wouldn't wear a mask in the court. So he's not allowed in court as he's being tried for exposing their lies. Exposing their lies. Yeah, they said, oh, 78-year-old man. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. We'll be right back.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates. And our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more. And they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
A little more than a decade ago, it happened in Salt Lake City, Utah. The public came out on a very clear day, looked up more than 60,000 feet, and saw what they thought was a giant UFO. It was actually a large DARPA government surveillance blimp. There were thousands of phone calls made to the police departments, newspapers, TV stations, thinking it was an alien craft. When the public was told that it was a blimp, they didn't want to believe it. You see, they'd already told themselves it was a UFO, so they had cognitive dissonance. It's kind of like the fact that COVID-19 is hundreds of times weaker than the flu, but people still want to live in fear and wear a mask outside, even in their cars, even in their houses. Well, it happened again over New Jersey yesterday. The Goodyear blimp was out there with a big jumbotron TV screen on the side of it and had flashing lights on it, just like an airplane. And the public thought it was a UFO, and now the public still believes it was a UFO, even though they were told it wasn't. You see, that's called a highly suggestible group of slaves.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Break. I was talking about the pastor in Louisiana, kicked out of the courthouse as they've got him under trial because for 6 months they've been meeting with a large church. I don't know. Over 1,000 people. Over 1,000 people. They had a prohibition. You're all going to die if you get more than 10 people in. And for 6 months they've been meeting with over 1,000 people. Nobody has died. You had a local paper, The Advocate, reported that a 78-year-old congregant had died after contracting the virus, but they have disputed that. Because, you know, what they have done is they have superimposed the actuarial tables over the novel, or vice versa. That's exactly what they've done. That's part of the novel. You take the actuarial tables and you say anybody who dies from natural causes, yeah, anybody, 80 years old, here's this guy, 78 years old. Well, he's 78 years old. It had to be the novel that killed him. It couldn't be being 78 years old and having multiple health issues, as we all do, by the time we get to 78. And I'm just surprised that they haven't claimed that RBG died, that Ginsburg died from the coronavirus. I mean, that'd make her even more of a hero to the left, more of a victim, right? I mean, why not? Doesn't matter that she had pancreatic cancer, multiple bouts of cancer. She had a lot of conditions besides being 87 or something? No, I'm sure it was COVID. It was a novel death. And then we have CNN. Very, very, still upset. I mean, you know, it wasn't enough for them to do a piece on the people at that rally who were jeering that Republican shill, Lieutenant Governor of Ohio, trying everything he could to get them to wear masks to save the country. To save the country. They booed him off the stage. They were upset about that. And so then CNN, Jake Tapper, gets on, as the headline says, the White House testing czar. Did you know that we have a testing czar? I never thought I would see czars in America. You know, we had our first czar was William Bennett. He was the drug czar, and he liked that title. I was surprised, you know, when I first saw that, I thought, oh, boy, that's a slap in the face, pointing out how out of touch with the Constitution and the rule of law this UN war on drugs, the war on drugs, folks, is another one of these UN agendas. All you conservatives who support it, Look, I don't want to see people addicted to drugs. I don't want to use drugs myself. But this doesn't solve the problem. You may have noticed that here we are. We're nearly 50 years after Richard Nixon enacted the four schedules with all the different drugs in it that were created. It was an agenda that was created by the UN in 1961, just like they created the Model Health State Emergency Powers Act and shipped that out to everybody just before 9/11. And right, they wrote it before 9/11, shipped it out right after 9/11, and got everybody to enact that model legislation. Well, we had the UN create the war on drugs and send it out to everybody. And 10 years later, Richard Nixon called it his own war on drugs. And for 50 years now, the drug addiction situation has gotten even worse, just as it did under alcohol prohibition. It did not make anybody, it did not decrease the number of alcoholics. It actually increased the number of alcoholics because just as with the war on drugs, when you prohibit something, you wind up with a more intensified version of it. You wind up with a more dangerous product because it's now being put out by organized crime. And you have organized crime get a monopoly on a very lucrative market. It corrupts law enforcement. It corrupts the courts. And you have them, when they compete with each other, they wind up shooting at each other and anybody else who gets in the way. And so it really hasn't worked, has it? And yet we had our first czar as part of the war on drugs. I thought it was a slap in the face to William Bennett. He thought it was a compliment. He loved that title. He paraded around with it. The guy who wrote his little children's books telling people about morals. What? What hypocrisy. William Bennett, the drug czar. And so now we've had one czar after the other. And let me tell you, these people do deserve the title of czar now. You know, czar comes from the term Caesar. We've had a lot of different flavors of it, you know. We've had Kaiser in Germany. We've had czar in Russia. And then they've adopted the Russian name. They love authoritarianism. They love dictatorship. They love getting rid of the rule of law. And so now we have a testing czar. And we have a vaccine czar, Moncef Slaoui. Isn't that great? Vaccine czars, testing czars. We got, you know, we have a proliferation. We got more, we're going to have more czars and we got four-star generals pretty soon. And just like the four-star generals, they'll go sit on the boards of the companies that they've invested in to get their money. So Jake Tapper has this testing czar. And you know who he is? Imagine this. He's an admiral. He's part of the military-industrial complex, which is where we started today, right? Talking about how these people are feathering their nest as they destroy the middle class. So Tapper asks Admiral Brett Garrar, or I don't know how you pronounce his name. When President Trump says, when President Trump holds a rally and there's no masks required and no social distancing, is that an example that you're talking about when you talk about how everybody needs to do their part to bring the numbers down, right? So isn't it a shame? Can we not stop President Trump from having these rallies? You know, nobody's going to believe it when we stuff the ballots. If he's got rallies where they got tens of thousands of people showing up, nobody's going to believe the election results that show that Biden's a winner. We've got to shut these rallies down, and we've got to shame these people. And you got to be a part of this, you know, being in the White House and all. That's what this is really about. So I said the best thing President Trump could have done would be to openly hold the Republican convention. But now he's having the rallies, and I'm glad he's having the rallies. People need to be shouting, stop the masks, stop the masks. Instead, they're saying now the same thing they said 4 years ago. Lock her up. No, you need to be saying, stop the mask. You need to be saying, let my people go, because we did not lock her up. We didn't lock up anybody. None of these criminals. They're still in control. And these criminals, with President Trump standing by, have now locked you down. We didn't lock her up. We locked the American people down. And so he did not comment on the president's behavior, says CNN. Instead, what he had to say, he didn't directly comment on it. He said, well, biology is independent of politics. Not anymore. Not anymore. He went on to say, if you cannot physically distance, all the docs, all the public health experts, all of us are really unanimous. No, we're not. No, we're not. See, that's the big lie. The grand lie that the propagandists always talk about. You know, you have, people might not believe a lie, but if it's a really big lie, yeah, they'll believe it. That's the favorite propaganda technique. The grosse lie, right? The big lie. And this one is not only big, but it is gross. Yeah, all the public health experts, all the docs, everybody is unanimous. You got to wear a mask. You got to physically distance. You got to not go in. You got to avoid an indoor crowded space. You got to wash your hands, and you got to do smart testing. If you're going to do smart testing, testings are, then what you ought to do, testings are, is you ought to be smart about the test. Maybe a smart test would be get one that works. Maybe it would be smart if you're going to test to not use a test that the guy who won a Nobel Prize, who really was smart, the guy who created the PCR test, said these tests cannot be used for this because it magnifies any particle there. And it'll give you a positive test even if the person doesn't have a viral load that is enough to make them sick, asymptomatic, or enough to spread it. It'll still flag it. It can't tell the quantity, the viral load. And it also can't distinguish one coronavirus from another. So it's not a smart test. It is a test for idiots and fools who listen to these shills who tell them that the science is settled. It's unanimous. There is no such thing. There is no such thing. And I tell you, if you want to have propaganda and lies, who are you going to go to? You're going to go to somebody in the military industrial complex. You're going to go to one of these admirals or four-star generals because they're the experts. These are the guys who have lied us into wars. These are the guys who, in spite of them losing the wars, don't want to get us out of the wars. They have no respect whatsoever for the lives of the soldiers. They are the masters of PSYOP and propaganda. You know, Trump came in, we had what, 7, 8, 9 wars? I don't know how many it was, but we've added a new war under President Trump. It's a war against the American people, by the military-industrial complex, by the deep state. It began with economic sanctions, and it's now going into a full war. And it's being pushed by the military-industrial complex, and people are going to be delivering this warp-speed vaccine.
I've got some bad news for you, then I've got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So, pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars. Spread the word and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much. Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We just heard that the admiral, the military industrial complex Pentagon guy, you know, the Pentagon is running this stuff, right? Nothing to worry about. It's a DNA, RNA modifying vaccine. We've never had any treatments that operate that way. We're rushing this thing out way we've never rushed a vaccine before. It's going to be delivered by the military. We got the military running the testing program. Nothing to see here, right? Totally safe. Totally safe. And he was saying all the doctors, all the public health experts, everybody, unanimous. We all agree on this. Well, I had somebody send me a tweet. Said this was posted in a doctor's office in a state where the bureaucracy mandates masks. And it said, mask policy, due to the following reasons, data is lacking to recommend broad mask use. We do not recommend requiring the general public who do not have symptoms to routinely wear cloth or surgical mask because there is no scientific evidence that they are effective in reducing the transmission of the novel. Prior cloth and isolation mask studies showed an increase, uppercase, in the rate of flu-like illnesses instead of decreasing it. And some, given the positive information about their effectiveness, we're not going to require you to wear that. Not going to require you to wear that. So, yeah, it's not unanimous. It's propaganda from the military. And you should be very concerned about this. As the Federalist points out, mask fanatics have officially abandoned science to control your life. And they have several broad headings on this. Number one, they ignore the dangers of wearing a mask while you're exercising. Yeah. You are going to put masks on babies. You're going to put masks on handicapped children who have autism and other things, and they freak out about that. You're going to wear a mask when you're alone, when you're in a car. Mask fanatics are the real science deniers. It was only 6 months ago that you had the CDC and all these public experts telling us exactly the opposite. And of course, to cover that up, they said, well, we knew that. We were just lying to you. We knew that they were good, but we didn't want you to have them because, you know, we needed them for ourselves. Okay. All right. So you're going to believe these people? They were lying to you then. Are they lying to you now? Either way, they value their agenda more than they value your health. And they will lie to you to get whatever it is that they want. That's what you need to know about this whole thing. It's not science. Not science at all. As a matter of fact, you know, we're talking about somebody exercising. Let's play the video clip of Joe Biden as he walks up to the podium. And, you know, the poor guy, he was wearing a mask as he was walking. And that's pretty strenuous exercise for Joe in the shape that he's in. He arrived there breathless and confused. Video clip number one.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the nation's Constitution Center. I had the great privilege of being the guest leader of this outfit for a year. It's the appropriate place to make the speech I'm about to make. I attended class earlier today.
Yeah, well, you know, if he had paid attention to the Constitution, he wouldn't be wearing that mask while he's exercising, that strenuous walk up to the podium. Look, we're all going to be there someday. I'm not laughing at the health situation. I'm laughing at the hypocrisy about all of this stuff. And then he decided that he would talk about the Pledge of Allegiance. Video clip number two. Here he's just confused. Go ahead.
Allegiance to the United States of America. One nation, indivisible, under God, for real.
For real. You know, the thing. The thing. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, not to the flag. And, of course, they never. This is the thing I don't like about the pledge. It doesn't pledge allegiance to the Constitution, does it? Just to a symbol that can mean anything that you want. But, you know, the thing. It's for real.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
I was amazed to see this article from the New York Daily News about how the MTA, the transportation system in New York, the MTA board has to formally tell people that you can't poop on the subways and the buses. You know, because this is New York. We have to tell people that. They don't know it on their own. But I think it's actually the perfect metaphor for Democrat cities. You know, you're going to do something that you think is going to bring you relief. And you don't care what the consequences are to other people. And you don't think there's going to be any consequences to you either. But you have to live in with the consequences right there. It's a perfect, perfect metaphor for Democrat cities pooping on the subway and buses. Yeah. Yeah. I'll let somebody else clean up my mess. That's the mentality of the Democrats, except they all wind up living in their filth. We can see that everywhere. We'll talk about the anarcho-racists, the anarcho-fascist, the anarcho-communists. Do you see a trend here? The trend is anarchy. We'll talk about that coming up. But before we do, I want to talk a little bit about RB. Oh, there's one other thing here, too. By the way, we're talking about yesterday. I read for you a letter that was sent by a flight attendant. I had a couple of flight attendants, a lot of people who work for airlines, very upset with what's going on. They are really at the, they've ramped the tyranny at the airport's up now to about 15 out of a scale of 10. And the people who work for the airlines are not happy about this at all. So one of the flight attendants said, look, I don't want to have any fights with people. That's a really scary thing. Don't get violent. Do it peacefully. But here's how we would like for you to not wear masks. We really would prefer that you not wear masks. And we don't want to see people getting upset. So here's a way that we defuse this situation. And I read you what it was, and we actually have a transcript of it. So in case you don't want to take the time to watch a video, we got the video, as well as a transcript of it on RoundTableReport.com. RoundTableReport.com, that's where we put up videos, transcripts of videos, and so forth. We might get it up on Infowars.com. I don't know, maybe they'll put that up. But right now it's up on RoundTableReport.com. That's where you find the stuff from this show. And we called it Snacks on a Plane. Maybe it'll turn it into a grindhouse exploitation film. You know, a horror. We got somebody here who's not wearing a mask. Scarier than having snakes on a plane. Maybe they can make it a an exploitation film with Samuel L. Jackson or something. You know, kind of a horror vibe to it, right? But they'll tell you there. You read that article. I won't go over it again, but basically put in most of the letter from the flight attendant about how you can avoid wearing a mask and doing it peacefully until they catch on. So ultimately, we have to get these people under our control. You know, they've got us under their control right now, and we have to stop this tyranny of corporations and bureaucrats and the military-industrial complex and the Republicans and the Democrats and all the rest of the people who've got their knees on your necks. It's a long list of the usual suspects. And we've got to get them off of us. But there was another thing that was sent to me by somebody after hearing that about the airline mask mandates. And said, you might remember a few years ago, there was a video of a guy who designed a hands-free Whopper device. And it's a little cup. It's got the Burger King logo on it. And it'll hold your Whopper sandwich. And you can put it around your neck so that you can go about your life, you know, as a street musician or as somebody who's handing out parking tickets or whatever. And, you know, tattoo artist, a boxer, you can continue to eat your Whopper there without and have your hands free. So this would actually be something whose time has now come. It was ahead of its time. And here we are, 2020. Nothing is too ridiculous in 2020. And so it's now time for the hands-free Burger King Whopper holder, because we've had a lot of Whoppers told to us in 2020 as part of the novel. So let's take a look now at the famous last words of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But before we do, there is a satire at Babylon Bee. NBA players wear special lace collars to honor Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Show the picture that they put up there. It's absolutely hilarious. These big strapping NBA players with the lace doily collars that she wore. RBG was an amazing person, said LeBron James. I have her biography right here, and I totally read it right before the game. She was a judge. That's cool. I respect that. Judges judge things. Not everyone can do that. She believed in Black Lives Matter and being on the right side of history and stuff. Yeah, she also believed black dresses mattered, too, and white doily lace collars matter. LeBron James, I remember the first time, it was a couple of years ago, first time he got politically involved, and I saw his name come up. I thought his name was James LeBron. The crew had to correct me. No, it's LeBron James. It's like, oh, okay, whatever. Eight famous last words. You know, it's like, I don't want Trump to replace me on the Supreme Court. Was that what she had to say? I don't know. You know, we've had a lot of people who have passed on who had very, very important or pithy things to say, and it turned out they weren't true. You know, here's an example of some of them. They're put together by a Business Insider. You know, Julius Caesar, when he was dying, looked to Brutus and said, "Et tu, Brute? You know, did you eat two of these, or did you slay the last one for me?" Now, that actually was written by Shakespeare. You know, kind of like the famous last words of Ginsburg were probably written by Pelosi and Schumer. So yeah, it was Shakespeare who wrote that. Or this one from Oscar Wilde. Either this wallpaper goes or I do. Humphrey Bogart, I should never switch from scotch to martini. I found Rome in clay and left it in marble. Now that's pretty impressive. From Augustus, the emperor of Rome, except it wasn't true. Is it the fourth, said Jefferson. John Adams, Jefferson still survives. Of course, they both died on the same day. It's not certain. Nobody really believes that that's the case, that they said that. And then he had Pancho Villa. Don't let it end like this. Tell them I said something. Tell them I didn't want Trump to replace me. That didn't really happen either. He was shot in the head and died instantly. So he didn't say anything. He didn't even say, badges? You don't got no stinking badges, right? And then, of course, there was the one that circulated around quite a bit about Steve Jobs. You know, you had it on Facebook, a lot of posts about Jobs. I've seen this put out by many people who, you know, Christian orientation and say, yeah, you know, money really doesn't matter. Maybe he believed that. I don't know. But what they put out in terms of his famous last words, listen to this. I reached the pinnacle of success in the business world. In others' eyes, my life is an epitome of success. However, aside from work, I have little joy. In the end, wealth is only a fact of life that I'm accustomed to. At this moment, lying on the sickbed and recalling my whole life, I realize that all the recognition and wealth that I took so much pride in have paled and become meaningless in the face of impending death. Now, if you believe that he said that, as he's gasping for air, you know, dying or whatever, you know, but people don't talk like that when they're dying. This is a speech. This is something you might have said at a commencement address. if he felt that way. But he's not going to say that on his deathbed. Nobody would. Nobody would. Instead, the people who were there said his last words were, "Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow." What was he seeing? What will you see on your deathbed? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Remember the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe, show these billionaires could come in and buy it all up for billions on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they're beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that and let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead. If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court situation. President Trump is going to announce the pick on Saturday. There are two women who have come to the front, and there are different opinions being expressed about both of them. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about the situation in the Supreme Court in general. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com that fund this program and everything that we do. Up to 60% off and free shipping right now. A sale we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Save the Republic sale. We have items like all shirts now available for $17.76 plus free shipping. We have the heart and body combo. That's VasoBeat and ExtendoWise, 50% off plus free shipping. Remember, VasoBeat is simply concentrated beet juice, but it acts as a vasodilator. See, that's the important thing. You never, the products that we put out are safe, effective, and natural, and they're now discounted. And this is a good example of the types of things that we do. VasoBeat, you know, the fact that you have food products, nutraceuticals, as we call them, instead of pharmaceuticals, instead of having something that is highly synthetic or even worse, what we're looking at with the vaccine now, something that modifies your DNA and RNA, we have things that are going to be natural foods and minerals and vitamins that are going to assist your body to work properly. Vitamin D is a good example of that. Vitamin D is a hormone. But we've had not only people who are part of the health movement, but also the establishment, like Fauci, like the CDC, like the NIH, all of them saying, you know, vitamin D. We just had Fauci say, yeah, I take the vitamin D. I take vitamin C too. Yeah, I do that. It helps your immune system. And we had that at the very beginning of this. I talked about this more than 6 months ago. I said, look, you got the former head of the CDC, you got the NIH talking about the fact, yeah, vitamin D is not going to, it's not going to kill any bacteria or virus. Instead, what it does is it helps your immune system to function. And if you have a deficiency of vitamin D, they've associated that with different autoimmune diseases. And they said we can supplement to people who have a deficiency in vitamin D. We can supplement that, and we find that that helps to mitigate the symptoms of these autoimmune diseases as well. But you normally, if your body is working properly, you're going to create that hormone, vitamin D, when you get into the sun. That's why we call it winter sun, because if you're indoors, you're not going to be getting vitamin D. If you're locked up and you got a mask over your face when you go outside, maybe you need to supplement with vitamin D to make sure that your immune system is working properly. And our Winter Sun Plus is vitamin D plus vitamin K. The two of those work together. Vitamin K helps your body to assimilate the vitamin D, and it also keeps the vitamin D from calcifying. That's very important to have those two together. And we have that together in a liquid form. Great tasting, and that's available right now. We also have, we're talking about DNA modification with vaccines. We have DNA Force Plus, which helps to protect your DNA health. It doesn't modify your DNA. Instead, what it does, it helps to protect the telomeres, the end caps on the DNA strands, which naturally get shorter as you get older. You can even tell the natural life expectancy of somebody by looking at the length of the telomeres, the end caps. They found, for example, that the Amish live 5 to 10 years longer than most people. They have longer telomeres to start with. As you age, your body is constantly going through cell division and replication and so forth. And as you go through that natural process, the telomeres naturally get shorter and shorter. But you can help to delay that shrinking process with the BioPQQ. And there are more than 170 clinical studies to show how effective that is. That is now 50% off plus free shipping. A lot of products, 50, 60% off free shipping. We now have Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock and a discount free shipping. Alexa Pure Breeze, the air freshener, that is now back in stock. About $130 off and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we were talking about the famous last words of a lot of people and RBG and how Ginsburg's last words are somewhat in doubt. So much so, in fact, that as they put together a bipartisan resolution to honor her service over decades, you had Chuck Schumer put in the questionable last words of Ginsburg. I don't want Trump putting anybody in there. that quote made it into the resolution. And so Ted Cruz refused to vote for that resolution because of that. He said, Schumer has now turned this bipartisan resolution into a partisan resolution. And he has. He has. And of course, if that was her dying request, as I pointed out before, she didn't really do much to make that come true. She had a lot of Democrats who had asked her under Obama to resign because she was in very poor health. She'd had a lot of different bouts with cancer and so forth and was aged. And so I said, step down and let Obama pick somebody. And she said, who could possibly be better than me? That was an actual quote from Ginsburg. Not the don't let Trump replace me. That was an actual quote from her. And of course, there was also a quote from her in 2016 when the Democrat president tried to get the Republican Senate to pass an election year appointment to the Supreme Court with Merrick Garland replacing Scalia. And they said, no, ain't going to happen, which is typically what happens. You know, 26 times you had presidents try to replace somebody. 19 of those times you had both the president and the Senate, because those are the only two bodies, two offices that have a say in this. When those 19 times, when they're both of the same party, 17 times it went through because they typically agree on that. The other times it did not, typically. And that was one of the times it didn't go through. But it was Ginsburg who said, well, that's the office of the president, gets to pick the Supreme Court judge. It's like, well, yeah, kind of, but it has to be confirmed by the Senate as well. But, you know, she wasn't really ever one to look at the Constitution too carefully. She's lying in the Supreme Court right now, as she has lied about the Constitution for the last 30 years that she's been there. So she's still lying in the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, as Babylon Bee pointed out, you know, I said it's pretty hard to get ahead of real life with satire. But I had one. I got ahead of Babylon Bee the other day. I talked about the Judge Stickman, who did a great decision shutting down the lockdown of the Pennsylvania governor. And I said, this is a guy we ought to have in the Supreme Court. I said, I know. We've got to have a woman. Got to have a woman. But maybe he could dress up like a woman. You know, he could tell people that he's the first transgender candidate. And then the Democrats couldn't do anything. It'd be genius. And so here's Babylon Bee. Saying little-known judge Tadina Cruzette throws her hat in the ring for Trump's SCOTUS consideration. And got a photoshop of Ted Cruz wearing a blonde wig and makeup. Yeah, this is 2020. There you go. Tadina Cruzette, the first transgender nominee for the Supreme Court. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll talk about the real nominees when we come back.
In the area during a pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause harm in the real world.
That was a few months ago, and the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, made a very important statement. All the other big tech heads made the exact same statement, because it comes out of the UN, that they follow the guidance of the WHO and or local government. What they mean is, in the United States and other areas of the world, cities that have been unionized or that have actually signed on to UN memorandums and agreements. So what he's saying is, oh, we follow the United Nations and the global government, and then we've got little stakeholder parrots, that's how the UN works, that then give the illusion of it being local. But then when your doctors or your scientists, your virologists come out and say that COVID-19 is massively exaggerated, the power grab, they get silenced. Their press conferences get muzzled, just like they do in communist China. That's what's really going on here.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pound power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping. I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed. Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them. And we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so NBC News has an interesting headline. Everybody else is talking about how Trump has the pick, how it looks like it's going to go through because Mitt Romney says it's going to go through. It's a great distraction away from the jail sentence that we're all living under, the unconstitutional, undeclared martial law. And so, yeah, they want to have this. They can declare victory. They can say, see, you need to vote for us because we can put more people on the Supreme Court. And now that Romney has thrown in with the president, which is really a surprise, you would have expected that Mitt Romney, as vindictive and petty as he is, would have opposed anything that President Trump would do. But no, he's going to throw in and say, yeah, I guess it would be political suicide for him to turn this justice over to the left in case Biden won. But with this being a shoe-in, obviously there's nothing that the Democrats can do. I talked about this the other day. I said, here's the math, AOC, in case you don't understand, and I'm sure you don't. you don't have anything to say about this. And all of your temper tantrums, whether you do them on the street or whether you get violent with people, it's not going to change anything. It's not going to change anything if you impeach anybody either. It's just going to make you look even worse than you already look. There you go. Temper tantrum. Occasional cortex. So here's how it works. Supreme Court math for dummies, like occasional cortex. You don't have the votes. You don't have any say about this, so just shut up. But now you've got NBC News. In spite of all that, NBC News is pretending as if this is Biden's pick. This is amazing. Here's the headline from NBC News. Biden pledged to put a black woman on the Supreme Court. Here's what he might have to do. Actually, this is from May 6, 2020. Well, first he's got to get elected. That's the first thing he's got to do. But it was kind of an interesting story, even though we're going back to May. Because they say in it, they say, well, you know, Supreme Court justices are usually elevated from a federal appeals court. The exception was Elena Kagan. And Elena Kagan, if you remember, she was part of the Obama administration. It's kind of troubling the fact that Elena Kagan was the person who was pushing Obamacare. And then Obama put her on the Supreme Court, and she did not recuse herself from the Obamacare decision. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Yeah, don't ever forget that that happened, that conflict of interest. But then they go on to talk about this and what Biden might have to do. They said, well, you know, the problem is if he wants to put a black woman on the Supreme Court, Biden might have to pick from somebody outside of the federal appeals court. And we think you ought to do that. You know, it'd be a good thing to look outside the federal court. So people with diverse backgrounds, in other words, we will just pick somebody without any experience because it's a black female. This is the way this goes. And it is simply about, it's simply politics. I wouldn't have a problem with getting somebody outside of the system, quite frankly, as long as they weren't some kind of Black Lives Matter radical activist who's trying to destroy the nuclear family, because we've had enough of that already done by the Supreme Court. That has been their agenda, to persecute Christianity, to destroy the nuclear family, and they've done a pretty good job of it, quite frankly. We've done it ourselves. We've done it to ourselves, but they've done everything they can to hasten that along. But anyway, when we look at what is going to be coming up with President Trump announcing his pick on Saturday, as Politico puts it, the Trump world is clashing over Barrett versus Lagoa. I guess is how you pronounce her name. And these are the two that have come to the forefront, Amy Coney Barrett and a Hispanic female from Florida. And as they look at these two and debate these two, this is what some of the people are saying. You have Pedro Gonzalez. Lagoa and Todd are getting an establishment push. Lagoa is Sotomayor 2.0, and Todd is a Chamber of Commerce shill. It looks like, however, Amy Coney Barrett has the inside track. She met with President Trump in the White House on Monday. And if we all remember, and we've seen this many, many times, we've seen Dianne Feinstein castigating her because she's a Catholic. Dogma lives loudly in you, she said in the 2017 confirmation hearings where she was appointed to a lower court. And so because of that, a lot of people who are religious conservatives who want to get rid of Roe v. Wade, and this has been the idea since it was put in. And you had the religious right believe they had a lock on that when they got Ronald Reagan in. That was a key thing. We're going to get Ronald Reagan in, and he is going to get somebody on the Supreme Court to get rid of Roe v. Wade. And that was 40 years ago. Didn't happen. He didn't get rid of the Department of Education either, or many other unconstitutional things that have been done. But that strategy has not worked too well. As a matter of fact, he put on some very liberal judges. He made an identity politics pick. He put Sandra Day O'Connor on. She turned out to be a very left-wing lawyer. He also put in Anthony Kennedy, a left-wing judge, became very left-wing. So, you know, it was a mixed bag. He also put in Scalia, who, as judges go, was not as bad as most. But, of course, remember, as everybody talks about Judge Scalia being a literalist and saying, well, we have to do what the Constitution says, and we need to take it as written. And that's absolutely right. It is not a living document. It is not something where, when you look at Roe v. Wade, what did they do? Well, they said, we need to, regardless, there's a lot of opinions about this, and we can talk about the medical aspects of this, but we need to take a look at what the Constitution says. And then you read the actual basis of the decision, and what did they do? Well, they looked at philosophy. They looked at the history of what people's opinions were about when life begins in various cultures going back to Greece. And then they made their decision based on that and based on public opinion. Not on the Constitution. They don't have any, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment says the states would decide that. And so they impose that, just like they impose their definition of marriage. And so that is the essence of the issue. And that is the essence of the corruption in that institution. The Supreme Court is totally politicized, as you can see. You know, when we talk about this, even whether or not there should be a replacement this year, you saw that, you know, in 2016, the Democrats were talking like the Republicans are today, and the Republicans were talking like the Democrats are today. And prior to that, you had different opinions. It just depends. It's whatever they want to do politically. And looking at that picture of Scalia there, I mentioned Scalia because even though he said, well, you got to do what the Constitution says, he never supported the 10th Amendment. He never supported the 4th Amendment when it came to the TSA violating you. He never supported stopping the war on drugs or civil asset forfeiture or any of that stuff. The guy was not a constitutionalist. He was a fraud. He was a fraud. He died with a pillow over his head in one of the most bizarre places I've ever been in my life. We went to report on that. I'll tell you what. It's been a real eye-opener here, being on the front lines of the abyss. So when we look at Amy Coney Barrett, as Ann Coulter points out, you know, the dogma lives loudly in her. Does it really? Ann Coulter says, well, she has clearly stated that she would recuse herself from any case where the constitutional answer contradicts Catholic teaching, such as the death penalty or open borders, or, let's make it the obvious case, abortion. So if you think that you're going to get somebody who's going to go against Roe v. Wade, understand, the Supreme Court has reversed itself on so many different decisions. You know, going back to the dispute between the Supreme Court and Andrew Jackson about the atrocious policy that Andrew Jackson had. They have supported it at first when they relocated the Cherokee out of Georgia, North Carolina, into Oklahoma, the Trail of Tears. They supported him at first, and they reversed themselves within 1 year. You know, we had the Dred Scott decision. We had a decision where the Supreme Court said you can censor filmmaking because films don't have First Amendment protection. That was put in for Woodrow Wilson because he wanted censorship. They didn't take that out until the 1950s. The Supreme Court is always wrong. But when it comes to Roe v. Wade, that is written in concrete, carved into stone. You must not touch it, and not even Barrett will touch it. She just said so.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective.
Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. If you get a lot of sunlight, it's on record to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In this final segment, I want to talk a little bit about Amy Coney Barrett. I always want to call her Comey. I don't know why. That name just rings a bell. But I want to get back to that and what people are talking about, concerns that they have with her. And really the concerns that we have with the Supreme Court in and of itself, and what really needs to be fixed. We don't need to be fighting over who the people are. It's more important that we talk about how to reform the institution. These institutions that we have in America have failed from the top to the bottom. And the question is not so much who we put in, but how do we fix this institution? And so I want to talk about that. Before I do, real quickly, I want to do a plug. And before I do the plug, this is something that is really kind of off to the side. We had this on InfoWars 2 days ago about some of the world's biggest banks let criminals and fraudsters move dirty money around the globe. You might not think that that's news. Well, in a sense, it isn't news. It's like newsflash. banks are robbing people. The big banks are crooks and so forth, especially HSBC. And this isn't news in the sense because the HSBC has been caught with their hand in the till so many times. I interviewed an HSBC whistleblower, Everett Stern. Oh, 6 or 7 years ago, maybe. And at the time he was blowing the whistle. It was the second time that they'd been caught and convicted. Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stones did a very long expose of what they had done. And, first they got caught doing money laundering for terrorist organizations and for drug dealers and so forth. HSBC for El Chapo, the Sinaloa drug cartel head. They had their own special money laundering, I mean literally money laundering window. They had so much cash that they had their own window, the Sinaloa cartel did, at HSBC. First time they got caught, they got a hand slapping, and of course the way Matt Taibbi put it, under Eric Holder said, well, you know, it's just not in anybody's interest to shut down one of the largest banks in the world, you know, because under Clinton, they consolidate all the different banks. As I point out many times, we had, under Bill Clinton, you had Erskine Bowles out of North Carolina. You had a large North Carolina bank, Nations Bank, merged with a large California bank, Bank of America. They said, if you put this through, you're going to have a consolidation. You're going to wind up with about 4 or 5 gigantic banks, which we did. And the Clinton administration with Erskine Bowles in there greased that through for his North Carolina banking friends. I know about that because I was there in North Carolina at the time. And so they created a giant bank, and yes, it set off a wave of mergers. And then within 10 years, we had the massive bank failures that were accelerated along by the fact that Bill Clinton got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act, which had prohibited speculation by banks as a condition of federal deposit insurance. That was the both of those two things were put in during the Depression. And so they got rid of the speculation aspect. They kept the insurance, and then they decided that they were too big to fail. And then under Eric Holder, they found that even though HSBC was found guilty of working and conspiring with criminals and laundering money and all these dirty deals, even though they were caught, even though they were convicted, they said they're too big to jail. That's the way Matt Taibbi put it in Rolling Stone. Then he's right. Everett Stern was at the center of it the second time they got caught. Second time they got caught. This is now the third time. This is what's news about this. But then again, you know, they can keep doing it all the time. You know, the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, they were always involved in drug trade, going back to the Chinese opium wars and the British and so forth. So they've been dirty all the way through. And they're one of the big banks, and they're not going to do anything to them, in spite of the fact that their bank papers have now detailed $2 trillion in dealings. And these papers were leaked to BuzzFeed. It was then distributed to 108 different news organizations. And HSBC is one of several international banks at the center of this, because they're always at the center of these crimes, and nothing ever happens to them, just like nothing ever happens to Comey or to Clapper, who lied under oath, who violated the Constitution. Nothing happens to any of these criminals. They're too big to jail. And Everett Stern, one of the things they pointed out was the second time when they were caught, they said, "Oh, you're going to have to monitor all of this, and you're going to have to set things up to make sure this doesn't happen again." So he said they made sure they hired people who didn't have any experience in monitoring this stuff. Unfortunately for them, he was interested in learning. And he found out when he went through, they were looking for particular terms, right? So it would flag things. If it's coming, you know, from El Chapo or Sinaloa or whatever, it would look for particular names of organizations or individuals. And what they did was, in their text files, they would insert a period or a space or something, so they wouldn't get a match, so it wouldn't get flagged. And then they hired a bunch of people who didn't know, who didn't care, except for Everett Stern. He exposed it. But now it's happened a third time. Okay, before we go into Amy Coney Barrett, I just want to remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off, free shipping. And this is part of our Save the Republic sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like the Heart and Body Combo, 50% off plus free shipping. We have about 50% off the Alexa Pure Breeze, about $130 savings plus free shipping. Prostagard is now back in stock. So is Ultimate Fish Oil. Both of those on sale, along with DNA Force Plus, big dollar savings. All of these items that are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com have free shipping. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what keeps us on the air. Okay, when we look at Barrett, and she seems to have the inside track because she is a female, and she's met with President Trump, so it looks like she's going to be the pick. And so Human Events and Robert Barnes both have a lot of questions about her background. As she has said, she's clearly stated that she would recuse herself from any case where the constitutional answer contradicts Catholic teaching. But the way Human Events puts it, they said this, they said, Justice Scalia, who was a devout Catholic and a convinced pro-lifer, famously said that if he had found abortion rights in the Constitution, he would have ruled to uphold them. And then he would have favored an amendment to change the Constitution. And they say specifically, Barrett, however, fails to draw the bright line separating her legal judgment and her practice from her faith, as Justices Alito and Thomas do. I mentioned when we started talking about this, Elena Kagan, who came from the Obama administration where she was working on pushing through Obamacare, went to the Supreme Court, did not recuse herself from the case that she'd been working to push through. She had a clear conflict of interest. She did not recuse herself. And again, for Barrett to say that she would recuse herself from this shows that she doesn't really know what she's talking about. You can have religious beliefs. You can have ethical and moral beliefs. And that's a different thing than to say, well, if it's in conflict with the Constitution, then I'll have to go with my job here. That's legitimate for these people. But she's not even saying that. She says, if it touches in an area that I have deeply held religious beliefs, I'll just release myself from that. That's not what she should be doing. As a matter of fact, Robert Barnes goes through a lot of different examples. He says she hid behind a precedent that fellow federal circuits said did not apply any longer to allow Chicago to prohibit pro-life activists from exercising their free speech. And she did so without a concurring opinion, as she did whenever she doubted precedent. Not only that, but she has green-lit forced vaccinations. And she has carved out an emergency exception of to the constitutional protection and public health or emergency cases that are used to justify forced sterilization and detention camps. She has come down on the side of the Supreme Court case that many have argued should be extended to force mandatory vaccines. It, by the way, did not force a mandatory vaccine. What it forced was a guy to pay a penalty. So that kind of goes to the whole issue that really falls back into the Supreme Court. You know, we had the Supreme Court since the middle of the 20th century said we're going to purge religion out of the public space, out of our children. And that's not what should be done. As a matter of fact, that is the consequence. What we should be doing is we should be purging our kids out of the schools. R.L. Dabney in the 1800s clearly pointed out that you cannot have a valueless education. You can't have a valueless Supreme Court judge either. It's going to be just a question of whose values are going to be put in there. And you can never purge out religion from education. The two are connected together in a way that you can't do that. You'll wind up teaching somebody's values. You'll wind up teaching somebody's religion. The religion and the values that we've been teaching since the mid-20th century because of the Supreme Court have been secular humanism. They're the underlying values of Marxism and socialism. They're antithetical to Christianity. They're antithetical to the foundations of our country. You will teach somebody's values. And that's why we have to purge the government out of education. And we got to